This is Lori Prox here with Sharon Scheidt. We also have Brian Carlson on the line from the City of Valdez to talk about the economic relief program that the City of Valdez has put together. We'll start with how this transpired, and it was directed by the City Council with assistance from administration. So Sharon, I'll let you talk about, for folks who will assume they haven't listened to any council meetings, don't know what's going on, take us back to the idea for this program and how it got to the point where we're ready to start issuing checks to Valdezans.
Okay, great. First of all, Lori, thanks so much for having us. I'm excited to talk about this program. First, you know, the City Council was concerned that the unprecedented health crisis that we're facing would subsequently create an unprecedented economic crisis. And we really just wanted to get out in front of it and develop a program that would help our citizens. We started to discuss the program shortly after the stay-at-home orders were put in place. And what we developed is what we're calling the Economic Relief and Recovery Initiative. And it's actually a phased approach to providing economic relief and recovery to Valdez residents, businesses, and organizations. We developed it in three phases, and the first two phases were actually designed to provide direct financial relief to our citizens. And then the third phase is to assist with community economic recovery overall. So phase one, we eliminated penalties on fees that the people owe the city, so people could choose to spend their money, you know, where they needed it at this time without penalty. And then phase two, which we're here to talk about more specifically today, is a direct relief payment to Valdez residents and businesses who have been impacted by COVID-19 in any way. Phase three will be, you know, discussed later. But honestly, you know, the City Council believes that the majority of our community has been affected adversely in some way. You know, many people have lost their jobs. They have had their hours reduced or lost job prospects. Many have had to stay home and not work due to personal medical situations. Some have lost their jobs due to the low cost of oil. Many more still could. We know that people have had to stay home with their children, take reduced hours or reduced pay. There's a whole wide variety of ways that people have been impacted. We know some people are having to support family members who have lost their jobs. We know most businesses have experienced losses, and many will continue to do so. Even as we open up, some people will move slowly and cautiously, and they're actually encouraged to do so. So the direct relief payment is intended to help our citizens with all of these things. We wanted to provide a piece of, you know, financial relief to help our residents and businesses. And we wanted something that would be swift, that could get into their hands in short order so they could use it to help with whatever they feel is important.
And I want to be clear, just for folks listening, because there's a lot of info out there, a lot of different plans. This is the City of Valdez. Is not related at all to any of the statewide payments that what we're talking about today, the City of Valdez Economic Relief Program. So stay tuned if you're listening to this, if you want information about that. And to get right to it, we have Brian Carlson with the City of Valdez Finance Department. Can you tell us who qualifies for the City of Valdez Economic Relief Program? And we'll get to how to apply once we find out who can apply.
Sure. The program is meant for any Valdez-based business, and any household. And so the business qualifying criteria include a distinct business location in Valdez or a business with its own tax ID number. In other words, it's a distinct legal entity. And we do ask that applicants have a valid Valdez business license. Also, the program is meant for Valdez households. And that doesn't have the real precise, like IRS type of definition assigned to it, but rather it's meant to cover any adult resident in Valdez. Homeowners qualify, tenants qualify, and there's a little bit of gray area with multiple adults in a single household where they have leases or rental agreements, and most of those will apply. Although we do we may need to consider some of the applications on a case-by-case basis. But I will add that the intent of this thing is pretty clear, is clear from counsel, and so staff is mostly just attempting to determine that the program reaches its intended recipients, which is to say Valdez residents who have been adversely impacted. When we scrutinize applications, we're not, I won't say that we're trying to weed people out, we're trying to do the opposite. We're trying to ensure that the funds get to the intended recipients per council direction.
And I think at one point for folks who are listening to meetings, there was discussion over, you know, qualification, but I think at the end of the day, the city is not going to evaluate need. Is that correct?
Yeah, but Lori, if I could just say, you know, the council recognizes that everyone has not been impacted the same, but through our discussions, you know, we decided whether it should be widespread or only for, you know, people specifically impacted a certain way. But we really believe a broad-based approach will benefit our entire community, and we want to move forward in that way.
And I think there was some discussion as well about this payment, if people didn't need it for rent or supplies, that it be used for economic, to support our local economy. So is that still the direction from the council or intent? Is that part of the plan?
Yeah, you know, we do believe that the program will likely have the added benefit of increased spending in our community as people pay their bills, buy that item that they might need, or even order takeout, you know, when they didn't feel they could. We hope this will, you know, it create additional economic relief for local businesses.
And it is hard to define because, you know, will it affect your business? Well, you know, I don't know here. You know, I have, obviously, summer tourism is going to be quite different for a lot of folks. So that's tough to define. And so I think getting to the actual questions on the page, which I should mention is not that long. So there's that. Folks should know. There's an application. And the purpose of the program, it defines in a couple sentences, established by City Council to provide one-time economic relief payment to qualifying Valdez households and businesses who've been adversely affected by returning the signed application. Applicants are indicating they have been adversely impacted. So does I don't know fall under that?
I think so. And I think if an applicant is unsure whether they qualify, we encourage them to apply. We're anticipating that there will be a handful of applications that will have criteria that we just didn't fully consider on the tight timeline that we tried to create and roll out this program. And so we'll just put those off to the side and to talk it through at management level, always with the objective of administering this thing according to the spirit of it as articulated by council, which is to say all Valdez households and businesses who have been adversely impacted.
And it says, how do I qualify this for the program? Under household, one individual per Valdez household. Valdez is primary residence. Applicant must have applied for the 2020 energy assistance, or at this time, if they haven't done that, they can provide an ID and evidence of address. That's either a utility bill, mail, kind of the same stuff you need if you're going to renew your P.O. box, right? And then applicant must complete and sign IRS Form W-9 on page 2 of this application. So that brings up a few things there. There will be taxes, right, anytime you receive income. And then, but tell us about the 2020 Energy Assistance Program, if people have... If the city has that information already, you essentially don't have to go and recreate the wheel. You already have a baseline of information for these households, right, and businesses.
Yes, that's right. We have a database from the Energy Assistance Program, which means we've already scrutinized applicant information, and so this allows us to expedite the application process for this program. And so those applicants need not apply in person at the Civic Center. They can either mail in their application or drop it off 24/7 at the drop box at City Hall.
And it's important to note that this is a 2-week window to apply for this program, and then with checks being issued on May 29th. Right, just a 2-week. So you need to download the application from the city website, valdezak.gov/economic relief, or you can pick up a paper application at the Civic Center or City Hall. And then that has to be turned in, I believe, by our deadline here is May 22nd.
Giving people time to apply, but also getting payments to applicants on a quick timeline so as to provide timely and meaningful support. So hopefully 2 weeks is kind of the best of both worlds. It's long enough for people to get there. We have I'll direct your attention also to the application hours at the Civic Center. It's Tuesday through Saturday, and we have morning hours on Tuesday and Wednesday. We have evening hours on Thursday and Friday. All of those days span the lunch hour. And then we have, I think it's a 5-hour window on Saturday as well. So we attempted to cover everyone's, you know, peculiar work or night shift details and with those hours. So hopefully that'll work out for people.
All right, and there's a lot of information, but it really is succinctly put on a one-page document. And for those who get KVAK's e-news, we're working with Allie, has put together information, and that will be going out today in the KVAK e-news. It is on the city's website. What page is that on?
It's valdezak.gov, which is the main city website, and then / economic relief.
All right, so people can navigate to that, I would assume, as well. And then you can download the form from there. That's where it is. And so all of the sources, I think, if it's advertised elsewhere, will direct you back to this one-page form. And we're on the air, so we might as well tell folks it requires a name, a phone, email address, a physical street address, and a mailing address. So it's a pretty brief form.
Correct on all points, and I will add one other point to that, and that is that we do not take applications via email. That's regrettable, but it's unfortunately with collecting tax ID numbers, the email method is not sufficiently secure for that sensitive info. So we kind of have to go back to the Stone Age and use scraps of paper. But once we get that data entered, all of that gets promptly destroyed, and then we're just left with our internal database that enables us to cut
checks. Oh, my goodness, we haven't talked about how much the payment is.
Oh, I'll attempt an answer to that question. The short answer is my best estimate will be $1,800. But the way that the program is structured is to equally divide a finite amount of money to all qualified applicants. So that estimate is an estimate of how many qualified applicants we'll get. The pool of money is $2.89 million, which is which represents 1.5% of the city's permanent fund. And that's an amount that council is authorized by code to appropriate every year. So
now, in a normal year, what would that money be? Would that money be spent, Brian, on some other city function or project?
Not necessarily. There hasn't been any real consistent history with it. In some years, it gets earmarked for a particular initiative. In some years, it just flows to capital projects, for example. And then more often than not, council will just leave it alone. If they don't see a need to expend that money, they will. I return to them late, like mid-year or late in the year, and say, you know, here's where we stand on the budget. Here's what the permanent fund looks like, and I might weigh in with my own opinion, but I'll just ask them a second time: do we wish to liquidate these funds and use it for operations? And they'll give me direction.
All right, and I know there's some other questions folks have had, but keep in mind, many of those could probably be answered by remembering that this is a City of Valdez economic relief program, so not tied to state, right? So to that end, will there be any looking at whether these people owe other money to other entities before issuing this check?
I think the short answer is no. So a common question will be an applicant maybe owes some past due taxes or utility fees or something like that. They have some past due balance with the city. And as you know, with the energy assistance program, we will satisfy any delinquent payments first before we apply those energy credits. That is not the case with this program. So basically, unless an applicant indicates that they have some special withholding requirements on their W-4 form, we simply pay out the full amount.
And
then each recipient will have to reconcile that with their tax return.
And not at all related to state or federal or child support payments or any such thing. It is a city of Valdez. And to that end, really, people would just owe, if they were delinquent with the city, it would matter for the energy assistance, but not for this, just to be very clear, because I know there were a lot of questions about that. So, and then also we mentioned it briefly, but there is a W-9 to be filled out. So maybe, Brian, you could explain for folks how that will be included on tax documents.
Sure. So the W-9 form is at the end of the application. It's on the bottom of page 2. And it's simply a name, address, and tax ID or social security number with a signature. And what that form does is it enables the city to issue a 1099 form. And so a 1099 form is kind of like I think of it as just extra income. It's a form that represents that we paid you this amount of money, and now it's up to you, the recipient, to file your taxes accordingly. And
it's basically what an independent contractor pays for all the time because they manage their own taxes. So instead of flowing through a W-2, it's, I think, largely between 20 and 30% of that for most folks would need to give them a rough number.
That's right. So the contractors are well aware. The contractors in town are well aware of what a 1099 is. But for wage earners, it might be a little bit unfamiliar. But it is an IRS requirement for anyone that receives over $600. The entity paying that money must track that and issue these forms early in calendar 2021 for the 2020 tax year.
And then I think, important to note, so let's go review for folks. Estimating the city of Valdez will be making about a $1,800 payment per applicant with the economic relief program. The application period is today through May 22nd, and you can apply one way if you have done the energy assistance program with Valdez, and you can find that application online on the city's website, and then that needs to be dropped off. So please note the application deadline Friday, May 22nd at 5 p.m. And this is open to households and businesses, a one-page form. Once again, if people have questions, Brian, about how to fill this out or whether they think they're eligible to fill this out, how do they get a hold of the city?
Great question. My first request is that an applicant take 5 minutes and read through the application, because chances are 90% of those questions are addressed and hopefully answered with some clarity on the document itself. There's a separate frequently asked question document on the city website, but if I missed anything, there's a dedicated email address, which is economicrelief@valdezak.gov, or they can just call me they'll end up leaving a message, but at this point I've been getting back to people within a single business day.
Okay, that's good to know.
Sure. I'm so far so good. I returned all the calls, all the phone inquiries same day yesterday. I allow that may blow up on a particular day, and maybe it'll take me a day to get back to people, but it's my top priority for the next 2 weeks. And that phone number is just my office number, which is 907-834-3461.
All right. And then, Sharon, anything more after we provided all these details on direction from council or word to folks about applying for this relief?
You know, Lori, I just wanted to say that the success of this program will be getting these funds into the hands of the people that need it. And so we just want to make sure that everybody applies. Even if you are questioning whether, you know, you're qualified, please still apply, and we will work through all of that. So we very much appreciate you giving this on the air. We encourage everyone to help their neighbors, and please remind everyone of the process and the deadline so everyone can get their applications in on time and we're able to help everyone that might need it.
All right. And let's, before we leave, let's give folks that email address again. Do you have that handy, Sharon, maybe?
Can I kick that over to Brian?
Sure.
Sure. I'll take it. So the website address with all the applications and the frequently asked questions and any other materials that Allie has put out is valdezak.gov/economicrelief. The email address is economicrelief@valdezak.gov. And the phone number is 907-834-3461.
All right, and if you're listening to this on the KVAK app, I will put that contact information and that website address in the notification. So once we've clicked on a podcast notification, it'll drop into the COVID-19 podcast page. So once you pull that up, you'll see those numbers. If you're on your phone and that's the way you want to go get to it. Thanks a lot for coming on, and everybody out there, get your applications in for this economic relief program by Friday, May 22nd. And then, Brian, will there be an announcement of the dollar amount of this payment?
Yes. It'll probably take me until Wednesday, what would that be, the 27th? I'll have some final numbers, but I will disseminate that far and wide once I know it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and for your attention to folks in Valdez and getting them some economic relief during this crazy time.
Thanks, Lori, for helping us spread the word.